Burning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
What I should say is welcome to the post-Hurricane Matthew Morning Show.
That's right. Presumably it's past.
It's past pretty. Us. It's further north of us now, so that's good news.
Hopefully we have escaped.
Yeah. Well, so here in Central Florida, they really were working to prepare us, and I really wish that I could show a picture, but it's really difficult to show pictures with a podcast, but show a picture of the grocery store that I went to last night. The aisles, the bread aisle was completely bare.
Completely bare.
Yeah.
So it No water.
No water. The water aisle was bare except for some Gatorade on the shelf. And so...
Water Gatorade.
Yeah. But we really didn't get much here. But that is exactly what we wanted to talk about today.
Right.
Because, you know, we... The title of this morning show for, you know, October 7th, the title of this morning show is Respect versus Fear. And it's an issue that we have noticed over the last couple of days,
right. But
it certainly applies to so many other things. Because we talk about it when we do our parenting courses. We talk about it with patients in general. The difference between respecting something and fearing something.
Right. It struck us that as we were preparing for this, now that we have this weather technology, you can see these storms coming for days before they arrive. And in the preparation, in the build-up to the event, you have these 24-hour news programs now, and they're constantly warnings and telling you to prepare and giving you advice. And it struck us as we listened to the various stations that some of them gave us very useful information.
Right.
You know, this is where it is. This is what you can expect. This is what you should be doing. You should have a case of water per person for 2 days. You should have your car filled with gasoline. We're getting very useful information on how to prepare. And there were other stations. There were other stations that just scared the daylights out of you. And I'm looking at them and saying, my goodness, what would a child think if they heard some of these pronouncements?
What do most adults
or
think?
Adults think?
You know, there was, just as an example, there was a media event with the governor yesterday.
Right.
And one of his lines was, "This will kill you."
Right.
Talking about the hurricane.
This will kill you.
Now, and then there was my favorite was the weatherman. It's a video that's out on, I don't remember what channel it's from, but it was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. A weatherman, and he's showing where it's going. He goes, "If this moves 20 miles west
right.
you will die." There's no doubt about it. You will die.
Not only you.
Oh. And your children will die too.
Right. And he actually that wasn't a joke.
No.
It wasn't Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
This was a real, legitimate Weather Channel program.
Right.
Okay. And he's saying that you will die and your children will die and there will be no... And so it struck us as we're watching these different things and we're talking about it in the office. Did you see this? Did you see that? And it hit us that, wow, what a difference between... We want to respect these storms because if you've ever been through one, you will respect the next one.
Absolutely.
They're monumental, very significant, very dangerous, and frightening events when you're in the middle of one. So you do want to respect it. What we were struck by was the fear component.
Right.
Okay. And we began to talk about the difference between respect and fear.
Right.
And that's
right. And we've been, you know, of course, patients that we've been working with all week. I mean, yesterday, in the anticipation of it, you know, I had 8 patients yesterday, and I think that we talked about the hurricane with 6 or so of those patients.
It's on everybody's mind.
And the whole thing is, what I found myself saying over and over and over again is, are you prepared? Do you have what you need? Yes, but, you prepare. Everybody's saying we're going to die.
It's going to be horrible.
So you prepare. You get the things you need to do done.
Right.
You buy the things that you need, the water, the bread, those things.
Right.
You get prepared because you respect it.
Right.
You listen to the advisories of evacuating if you need to evacuate, getting to higher ground if you need to get to higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
But the fear that is sort of the fear mongering that tends to happen is just so unnecessary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because the people that you're really trying to get There's people that were, we saw the news reports of this too, the surfers out there.
Yeah, they're out surfing.
Out surfing, mm-hmm. as the hurricane is approaching. You know, those are the people that they're probably really trying to impress upon them. Hey, this is really dangerous. They're not watching the news anyways.
They're out surfing.
They're out surfing.
Yeah, they had beach patrols going up and down the beaches, mm-hmm. The Atlantic Coast beaches, warning people to get out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to... Warning people to get out of the water, mm-hmm. and off the beaches because right. it's going to be dangerous.
Right.
They're not watching the Weather Channel.
Right. And so they don't need that fear. So who was that fear solicitation for?
Right.
And so what it really does is it just imposes on people this anxiety, mm-hmm. and this sense of danger that, again, it is there to some extent, but
right.
you know, what do you do besides prepare?
Yeah, hurricanes are not to be feared. They're to be respected.
Respected, okay?
Do
right.
what you need to do, but you can leave the fear. We should leave the fear element out.
Right, okay? Right.
No need for that.
And so, again, while it's, this was certainly a great example, you know, in the last 24 hours right. Of this issue, we see this with a lot of other things as well. You know, a lot of parents, right. for example, approach parenting from the perspective that they want their child to fear them.
Right, that's how the transition, the segue happened, as
right.
we were talking about it, and so one of us said, yeah, it's a little bit like parenting.
Right.
You know, we want our children to respect us, but we don't want them to fear us.
Right.
Okay, a huge difference between the two.
Right, and too often, you know, parents will equate mm-hmm. fear with respect.
Right.
You know,
I
don't have to fear something to think, to see its value and see its importance and to listen to it and
exactly.
to respect it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we should approach parenting and all of our relationships the same way.
Right.
We don't have to be fearful of something to respect it. We just need to see its importance, recognize its importance, and then, of course, respect it and honor it and hopefully let it grow mm-hmm. and take care
yeah.
of it.
Right.
Yeah. So, and this propensity is rampant, you know, whether it's with the weather, as we've seen over the last 24 hours, parenting, as I've said, sometimes employers mm-hmm. are like that. You know, they want their employees to fear being fired because that's how they're going to motivate them to work.
Right.
And that's not a healthy environment.
No, I had and it really is a luxury. I had the luxury of having an absolutely fabulous major professor when I did my doctorate at the University of Georgia. He was highly respected in his field. None of us feared him.
Right.
I mean, it just wasn't, there was nothing to fear. We were not afraid of it. He was wonderful and supportive and helpful and fun to be with. But we all respected him.
Right.
Okay. So the person I respected as much as anybody in my life, I would have done anything that he asked me to do.
Right.
Okay? Not out of fear.
Right.
Out of respect.
Right.
You know, he didn't engender fear. None of us were afraid of him. We enjoyed being around him.
Absolutely.
But we respected him. And I think of parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents say, well, he has to respect me, so I'm going to do this.
Right.
You're using fear to
right.
get to respect,
right.
and you don't need to.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a hurricane or whether it's parenting.
You know, so as you watch the news, as you watch political campaigns,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, you have to keep that in mind that our current cultural climate, I think, equates these two things. It equates fear with respect. If I scare you enough,
right.
you're going to listen to my message.
That's right.
And you know, we're seeing that in politics. We're seeing that again with
news
weather.
Programs.
We're seeing that in news programs. Right. We're seeing it all over, and it's just really saturating
mm-hmm.
almost everything that we're watching and being exposed
right.
to. And so, just be very mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful of the fact that if I scare you, you know, when we think about news media sources right now, if I scare you into thinking something, you're going to be more likely to come and watch this again, because
right.
if I scare you about it, then that means that I might have the answer
right.
to keeping you safe. And so you're going to come back and you're going to watch. And that's really all they care about.
Right. That's right. They care about ratings and viewers.
Right. Politicians right. care about your vote. So they're going to scare mm-hmm. you that this is how bad things are. So you need to vote for me because I'm going to protect
right.
you.
If you're watching a person or a program
mm-hmm.
and you get the feeling that if they're trying to scare you,
mm-hmm.
if they're trying to frighten you, step back a moment, because in the last century, the most significant event that occurred was World War II.
Right.
And the leaders of World War II, Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt said, we have not, even in our darkest hour, when our fleet had been destroyed in Pearl Harbor, what did Franklin Roosevelt say? Did he say, let's all be afraid, let's all, you know, no, he said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Right.
Winston Churchill, when London was being bombed by the German Air Force during World War II, he didn't make people afraid. He said, we're going to fight this. We're going to fight you in the fields. We're going to fight you in the trenches. We're going to fight you on the shores. And he was encouraging people to be courageous.
Right.
Okay. So when things really become difficult, real leaders aren't trying to scare you.
Right.
They're trying to give you courage and encouragement. So keep that in mind.
Right.
You can leave the fear part out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So keep, again, just be mindful of it. Be aware of it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't fall into those traps. You know, the hooks that we see even with news now, where, you know, hey, what's in your house that could be the cause of death for your child?
Yeah.
Come back next Monday and we'll tell you all about it.
Right.
Well, okay, but it's Thursday. So I have to wait 5 days to find out if there's something in my house that could kill my kids?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
But that fear is the hook that we're using now. And you're absolutely right. You know, real leaders, people who really want us to progress and to be strong and to be self-sufficient, whether it's parents, political leaders, or religious leaders, or whoever it is, when they really want us to be strong and self-sufficient, they're encouraging us to be strong and brave and to take responsibility and do what we need to do.
That's right.
To be healthy.
That's right. Real leaders encourage.
Right.
They don't fearmonger.
Right.
The person who fearmongered in World War II was Hitler. We have to be afraid of the Russians. We have to be afraid of the Jews. We're supposed to be afraid of these people.
Yeah.
You know, that's who did the fearmongering. So be careful when you're told to be afraid.
Right. Okay? And again, whether it's whatever type of leader it is, political, family, anything, boss, right?
Supervisor, right.
Absolutely.
If they rule by fear,
be wary.
Be wary.
So, all right. Well, so that's it. That wraps up another week for us. You know, again, in this area here, the storm is pretty much, seems to be pretty much past.
I think central.
We're hoping that everyone on the East Coast is doing okay. But, you know, once the hurricane passes, usually the weather clears up and it's usually very nice. So if you get a chance.
Supposed to be cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
Going in the 80s or 70s or something. Yeah.
The 80s is cooler. That's life in Florida. So if you get a chance, you know, get outside and walk around a little bit. One thing that these kind of storms do bring is that the air just seems very much, so much fresher, lighter, right? It's less humid. And so it feels very nice outside. So take some opportunities to be outside as soon as the weather passes you. So, all right.
And get back on your routines.
Get back on your routines.
We've got a little hiatus here, so time to get back. Time to get back on your routines.
Absolutely. Have a great Columbus Day weekend for
Monday.
Those who celebrate Columbus Day on Monday. Mm-hmm. Schools are still in and everything, but we'll still be working. But have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday for the start of another great week.
That's right. Get another week going.
All right. See you then.
Good day.
Bye-bye.